Czech textile and fashion design is centered in the city of Liberec, to be precise, at the Faculty of Textiles at the University of Liberec, where Ondřej Ludin works as a lecturer at the clothing design department. Some time ago, he decided to break some Czech taboos and design a few avant-garde skirts for men.
Skirts for men date back to ancient times, and in the Czech lands, skirts and wraparound garments for men were part of the Slavic day wear. Today we see men in kilts, and so I wanted to try and experiment a bit with skirts to see how I would feel in one. To my surprise, I found them incredibly comfortable and practical. When I wore one in the backyard to chop wood for the winter, I was impressed by the range of movement it afforded. Compared to trousers, it's unlimited.
Ondřej says that in designing skirts for men, it's important to work with natural materials.
Tak já se snažím přiklánět taky spíše k těm tradičním materiálům, která je prostě vlna nebo směs vlny s nějakým jiným materiálem.
I go for pure wool or a mixture of wool and some other natural material. Natural materials are suitable both in hot and cold weather. A lot of people say they can't wear wool because it's itchy, but it's all about the workmanship. You can have wool material that is as soft as cotton. I have a few spunky clients who I design skirts for. I'm not saying there are a lot of them, but I have a few. I design skirts depending on the occasion and the client's needs. Sometimes I'm inspired by plaited Scottish kilts, but other times I go for a more modern look. Nowadays there are many designers who experiment with the idea. For instance, Japanese designers are very creative in this respect.
Tohle typu oděvu můžeme setkat třeba v módě japonských návrhářů.
In 2022, Czech film director Štěpán Vodráška collected his Karlovy Vary Award for PSH Neverending Story, sporting a tuxedo and a black skirt to match. Another pioneer of this fashion trend is 35-year-old Czech IT specialist Tomáš Zahálka from Pardubice. He persuaded his sister to make him a skirt one hot summer and has never looked back. He wears skirts that are light, comfortable and don't crease. He even climbed Mount Sněžka in a skirt several years back, making news headlines. The bonus, he says, is a lot of attention from young women. They smile and say, "Nice skirt." Or, "Are you going commando?" Tomáš laughs. He says there's nothing unusual about a man donning a skirt. A century ago, women raised eyebrows when they donned trousers. It just takes a bit of self-confidence, he says.